Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Tell me what's happened to our land. Tell me, did you have it planned? Tell me why you never asked the people. Tell me why you treated us like sheep.
Politician,
are you really sane?
Politician,
the country's going down the drain.
Politician,
who's putting money in your hands?
Politician,
you're a traitor to this land. But tell me about decisions that you made.
Tell me,
is there for the people's sake?
Tell me,
cause it doesn't seem to me.
Tell me,
when there's no prosperity.
Politician,
are you really sane?
Politician,
the country's going down the drain.
Politician,
put money in your hands.
Politician,
you're a traitor to this land.
Yeah.
Those are great songs right there, man.
It's telling the truth. All right, now. The red, black, and the green. I keep hitting this home because that flag, you'll see all these knuckleheads flying, the red, the black, and the green. The Reds, the Commies, the Kosher Mob, the Jesuits, the Reds, they're the communists, liberation theology, Marxists. The black, they're useful idiots in the black community. All the left-wingers, Michael Eric Dyson, Cornel West, all these goofballs. And then the green of Islam, red, black, and green. Islam is the management system, the new management system, the same old management system that almost took over Europe, the entirety of Europe. Spain was under Islamic control all that time. Gates of Vienna, all that stuff. The Poles, a million Poles supposedly going to the border to pray. Concerning the hostile invasion. We got to realize, folks, this is massive. Pope Francis, anti-Pope Francis, this freak out there taking pictures with these people in Bologna over the weekend. All these, you know, African migrants. Oh, saying these are, you know, just great people, man. They're the future. This guy's a scumbag. The entire Jesuit order is a bunch of filth. They've been impregnated, infiltrated by a bunch of communists. And they've been that way a while, but they've had their, you know, in the past, they've went back and forth. But right now, what they're pushing, the black pope and the white pope, these two Jesuits, they're sick. They're twisted. Another one of these high-level cardinals, child porn. This was over the weekend. This just broke. Downloading tons of it. I mean, this is sick. Prince Harry. Pictured with Melania. Did you all see this one? He's taking a picture with Trump's wife. He's got his two middle fingers stuffed into his coat to where he's got the devil horns hanging out. You guys see this one? You can find it all over online. His latest picture. Look at old Prince Harry, the illegitimate son of Prince Diana and that freaking Air Force officer, the redheaded dude. I can't remember his James something. Starts with an H, but... You know, that ain't even Charles's kid. You know, they had to whack Diana. She was about to have a Muslim's baby. The whole thing with that royal family of pedo, child rapist, weirdo, baby killer, baby blood drinking weirdos over there. You know, these royal families of Europe, they've had some sick, twisted people. I'm not sure if I believe, like David Icke, that they're all like reptilians and they can shapeshift and all the rest. But anybody that drinks, you know, human blood and gets into all that vampiric, weird, black magic stuff, they might as well be a freaking, you know, reptilian. They all need to just be purged from our midst. Let me see here. Let me get back to this. All right. So, I was getting into the red, black, and green, this revolution against the West. You see it everywhere. Always remember, Kaepernick, boom, communist.
DJ Nessa, the little Arabic communist girlfriend. So there's the red, black, and green all tied together right there. Kaepernick, the starter, the progenitor of the whole kneeling garbage with his little pig socks, pigs with the cop hats on, wearing his Che Guevara trash, who Che Guevara talked all smack about black people. Some of the funniest stuff you ever want to read. But this is the knuckleheadedness of people we're dealing with, the useful idiot buffoons out here. Now, let's see here. I don't want to get into the NFL stuff. I don't have the time yet. Let's get back to this Antifa thing real quick, okay? Hey, Ken, get clip 18 ready. This is Jones at the beginning of his show Friday about the Antifa Civil War, okay? And let's just listen to a little bit of this. And, you know, Jones really hypes up stuff. So let's roll clip 18.
This country's will now. Mainstream media is dying. Democratic Party's dying. The Republican establishment's dying. Anti-establishment candidates are winning across the board. In every special election, Democrats are being defeated and establishment Republicans are being routed by patriots. And suddenly the numbers are coming in from black groups, Hispanic groups, and others. They're shifting to conservative or libertarian in massive numbers as the awakening accelerates. The globalists push too hard. So what's going to happen? They're going to go to the violence card and they're going to go to the false flag card. This is it. Get ready. Stunning report when we come back. I'm going to go through these videos. I'm going to air large excerpts of Crowder's excellent report and his embedded journalist. But I really think we folks want to work for InfoWars. We need to vet journalists to get them hired. We've been working on it. And then deploy them to these major universities to just go into these meetings with Antifa, where there's men in suits and wealthy people that are directing this. I mean, this is like many other witnesses to it talked about with the weathermen. You'd be in a room with people with PhDs, and they're calmly talking about how they're going to kill 25 million Americans and put another 50 million in internment camps. And that was back in the 70s and 80s. And these same folks are now deeply embedded in our entire government, and they're about to make their move. I'm rarely late getting in the chair.
Let it keep playing. Yeah,
let it here. But we're just revealing all this intel coming in, and it's all directly from the enemy. And it is just incredible how arrogant they are. It is amazing that they do not realize how criminal they are and that they believe they're going to be protected. And they're making their move all across the United States. They are activating inside U.S. intelligence, inside the U.S. military, inside the FBI, inside local police, inside universities, inside factories, on farms, in schools. They are activating and openly coming out as communist and saying in the next few months they're going to start killing people en masse. And the president has to move against these folks. Reality Winner, that was the name she changed, as if they didn't know she was mentally ill when she did that. She had a top secret security clearance and was working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and said that she wanted to kill all white people. And then she finally was so public about it, they had to arrest her. So what's happening is they're just leaving all these people in, and all the Obama embeds that are inside the government are protecting these stables of scum. What am I talking about? Here's a story on News Wars. Antifa Army lieutenant radicalized under Islamicist West Point advisor. Devout communist planned revolution on U.S. soil.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Announces it at West.
Okay. So I'm looking at this guy, Spencer Rapone, Italian. Okay, the second lieutenant fresh graduate of West Point. We've all seen it all over the, you know, various websites. This little guy with the little communism will win, stuffed in his hat. He opens his uniform. He's got the Che Guevara T-shirt on under the West Point traditional military garb, and he's tweeting at Colin Kaepernick, and you see how this all is perfectly. Now, this guy could be a useful idiot. I can't pinpoint right now, but him being an Italian and myself being Italian and knowing Jesuit skullduggery and liberation theology and Tim Kaine and his son, who's an Antifa member, and looking at Charlottesville and this whole thing and the Jewish communist and Jesuit tie-in, these two factions of evil joined at the hip to overthrow basically the United States, put us into this. You know, if you look at the moves of the Vatican at the UN, you'll understand whether you say organized Jewry controls the Vatican or whether, you know, the Jesuits, the heavy hitter assassin gang, the God's Marines boys over there with the Black Pope and the rest of it. We could argue till we're blue in the face about who's at the top of the pecking order. But you got to realize these two are at the top of the pecking order, and which one is subservient to the other. I don't necessarily worry about that as much as other people do. But what I realize is both of these factions are insidious as far as the vision for the world in the future, whether it's going to be the Sanhedrin deciding things out of Jerusalem or whether it's canon law, you know, when the papacy decides to move to Jerusalem or whatever. When Rome is taken out, you know, you can argue about all that kind of, you know, secondary stuff. But what I'm saying is with this gentleman, Mr. Rapone Spencer, it looks like a Jesuit type psyop to me. And I got to dig into his background some more. But he looks like a liberation theology wound up idiot. There's the congressman that sponsored him to go through West Point has already distanced himself from this guy. But we all noticed how this blew up, this West Point communist. And so he's being used as kind of a psyop to drive the Breitbart, Drudge, InfoWars, Gateway Pundit, Blaze, WorldNet Daily sector to the right, you know, even further. You know, like Eric John Phelps over at Vatican Assassins would say, yeah, this is a Jesuit psyop, basically to drive the white right further towards, you know, fascism. Now, that's what Phelps and others think, that basically Trump and others are a vehicle to turn the United States into a Jesuit fascist country. And then this entire immigration game and this assault we see by demographics into Europe is basically on purpose to be like a rubber band to snap, and therefore you're going to send Europe straight up at Fourth Reich level snap back, and it's going to be a bloodbath, and you're going to see, you know, basically a crusade of the 21st century to reclaim Europe in a, you know, in an old Holy Roman Empire sort of fashion. And so, look, it's a plausible theory. You know, I don't know. This could be the other side of the coin. This is basically organized rabbinic Judaism, the Talmudists, the Kabbalists, basically taking out Whitey. And this is Whitey's last stand. And so they're using basically the African Muslim invasion of Europe into Canada, Australia, and the United States as a way to genocide whites, as we're seeing happening in South Africa. So these are the two competing visions. And I like to kind of bring this back to the forefront, because in this alternative kind of media world I pay attention to, you'll see this. this is all done to turn white people fascist, and it's the Fourth Reich, and they're going to kill everybody. Or, no, it's basically Jewish mafia. They're here to kill off Whitey, and Whitey's never going to be a formidable force on the planet ever again if the Jewish mob gets their way. And so this is the two things that we're constantly – and look, any website out there that you look at, you're going to see these two competing visions. If it's in the pro-white sector, very few of them pay attention to the machinations of Rome. Everything's focused on Jewry and Jewry alone. If you pay attention to like the Christian pro kind of white sector – but it's still Christian, you're going to see that they say it's the Jesuits behind everything, and then Jews are really an innocuous force in the world, and any Jewish person that does anything bad is actually a tool of the Roman Catholic Church. And then you'll see the Christian Zionists that take on that Fourth Reich, Holy Roman Empire, revived kind of prophecy angle that says if – what you're seeing here is basically a ruse to turn Europe, Australia, Canada, and the United States hardcore, militant, and they're gonna do a bloodbath on all these these harmless browns and blacks that have invaded their countries by design in order to push them to the edge, and now they're gonna kill everybody. And so the way it looks right now to me is elements in Rome that are all about Rome's, preeminence in the world, they don't care about white Protestants, okay? If you look at the Jesuit oaths and so forth and so on, if you're a Protestant or Orthodox or anything else, you're considered schismatic. They don't care how white you are. It's all about Rome's control, and so you're in the way. And so I think personally these guys have made a deal with basically Jewish mafia, who wants to blight out Whitey because they don't like him, because they've always been kind of a thorn in their side to world hegemony. I think these two factions have made a deal and said, look, we're going to crush all the white Protestants, and we're going to crush all the white Orthodox, and us, you Kabbalists and us Jesuit kind of New World Order, Vatican II vision, Rome, we'll make a deal and we're going to build the world government and we'll see what happens. That's just where I'm at right now. You guys can have a different vision and you're free to do that, but I'm telling you where I'm at through my own kind of just hitting this ping pong ball against the wall for years now and seeing where I'm thinking. This is where I'm at. There's insidious elements in the occupied, like satanic, Vatican II Church, and they're clicked up with the basically rabbinic, Orthodox, Talmudic, Jewish supremacist, world government, Greater Israel, whole deal. And these are the factions that are together right now: Georgetown University and Hebrew University, let's say, clicked up together. That's just where I'm seeing it. And you guys can, kind of banter that back and forth in your own mind. If you don't agree, you don't have to. I don't care. This is where I'm at. This is my show. Anyway, so let's move on. Let's do clip 12, and we're going to get back into the Antifa. Because, see, what we're witnessing is – I think they're going to put us under a red terror, and this red terror is going to be run by some very nasty characters, Berkeley University types, and then possibly some foreign troops under a UN sort of scenario. Let's roll clip 12. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, so my clip 12 has now disappeared. I find that fascinating. Well, it was another Antifa video about basically what we're going to be facing concerning these revolutionary tactics. And we'll see you guys on the other side.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back. Incendiary radio. You know, let me read this real quick since it's a short segment. And this is from Millennium Report. I keep up on their sites. They keep up on the Purple Revolution stuff and a lot of different stuff. Kneelgate, the ultimate objective of the real perpetrators. NFL kneeling protest exposes the Purple Revolutionaries. The hidden agenda is much deeper and dangerous than anyone knows. Unlike most of our exposés, this piece will be relatively short and simple. Nevertheless, it represents an extremely important aspect of the ongoing NFL fiasco, conspiracy, insurgency. First of all, such a serious debacle only occurs by purposeful design. The whole NFL disaster was meticulously engineered to produce a specific effect. Of course, the hidden perps who conceived this fake protest did so with many goals in mind, as they always do when running a social engineering experiment on the American people.
The New World Order globalists know that the best way to tear down a nation is to eradicate its history, its heroes, its culture, its traditions, its symbols, its values, its founding principles, its customs, its statues, its flags, and of course, its patriotic songs and anthems. Just as the ISIS terror groups destroyed Syria by blowing up mosques, stealing all the artifacts, knocking down statues, and looting the cultural centers, Soros and company plans to do the very same thing throughout the United States of America. There are literally hundreds of Soros-sponsored organizations whose primary goal is the destruction of American society. These quite deliberate, seditious acts are a precursor to the planned purple revolution. Remember Hillary and Bill wearing their purple stuff? Seth Rich's people wearing the purple stuff. Heather Heyer's mom telling everybody to wear purple. There's a lot of purple weird stuff. The statue destruction that began with the Charlottesville protests accelerated the process of erasing the Confederacy from U.S. history. But as a side note from me, Dylan Stormroof and the Charleston false flag was even before that, which I covered extensively days after it happened. So that was the real beginning. The same instigators even talked about removing the Thomas Jefferson Memorial from D.C. They started the discussion about how George Washington had also lost respect to the American people because he was a slave owner. Kneeling during the anthem, this pre-planned strategy of cultural destruction saw a rapid acceleration with the fake protest, which saw NFL football players used to do the dirty work of the globalists. Truly, these high-paid gridiron gladiators have no idea that they are being used to disrespect the national anthem and the flag. They've all been manipulated by the owners and managers who also don't know what is really going on. Well, I tend to disagree with some of that. I think the cultural rot, monkey see, monkey do is really in place here. People don't realize the suggestibility and the how easy it is, the infectious nature of this stuff right now. The agency system, which has always been firmly in place to control professional athletes, is the primary means by which these football players are coerced. It's very easy to take a malleable group of NFL players, many of whom have chronic traumatic encephalopathy, that CTE I've been talking about, from repeated concussions on the field, and corral them all in the same pen of political correctness. You know, that also kind of lets people off for their behavior. Oh, he's got CTE, so he can go out and kill people and rape his wife and beat people up and the rest of it because he's got a brain injury. That's exactly what they've done. The social pressure alone was enough to herd them all in the same paddock of conformity and obedience. Once the conspirators got a critical mass of NFL players to kneel during the anthem, they realized the other professional sport teams and the NBA and the MLB would follow suit, and so they are. Well, Adam Silver, the Jewish head of the NBA, he's already said that they must stand for the national anthem at the NBA game. So we'll see. And we will be right back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I had my fair share of hard times. In my life, I must confess. When it comes down to living.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Finishing this article about the kneeling protests, and I'm going to get back to some other heavier stuff. While the Democratic Party was chosen long ago as a primary institutional instrument by which cultural Marxism will be implemented worldwide, the GOP is also fully on board. This is the very reason why Congress has thwarted Trump's mildly conservative agenda at every turn. Every nationalist initiative is met with extreme resistance and political interference. Paul Ryan is Roman Catholic, Vatican II, Speaker of the House, folks. Joe Biden, same thing. Nancy Pelosi, same thing. You got to realize, organized communist rabbinic Talmudic Jewry could not get away with any of this if the Jesuits, who are also Marxist thugs, weren't joined at the hip with them. Georgetown University, look at all the people employed by Georgetown, all the prominent left-wing apparatchiks. Then you'll understand how this all gets done. And same thing with the European Union, Juncker, and all these people. If the papacy, this occupied, eclipsed papacy, wasn't there with the agenda, none of this would happen. Okay? Now, are they playing it to the last second and they're going to flip and turn and you know, become hardcore again and blah, blah, blah? Doesn't look like it. It looks like the papacy is pretty much eclipsed in the seat of the Antichrist, just as a lot of the Catholic seers and prophets said was going to happen. It's in place right now. Look at Bergoglio, this character, taking pictures with all these invaders of Europe. What a sick individual. Charlemagne Prize winner and all that crap, Kalergi Award and all this garbage. Him and Merkel, these people, they're the lowest form of human life, okay? I don't care what kind of yarmulkes he's wearing or tiara or any of this other crap. You've sullied, you've destroyed, you've helped destroy the ancestral homeland of Europe. I don't care, you know, you're an Argentinian or whatever, you're still a dirtbag. The Black Pope, this Venezuelan guy, he's a real dirtbag. And so we've got a lot of problems in these priestly orders in the Catholic Church. They're enemies, just like the kosher Nostra mobsters are the enemies. This world communist, sick, degenerate, twisted system, they're going to try to chip everybody. We all know this. I mean, I've got a clip. Let's see here. And let me go off script a little bit. Mr. Producer, get 24 ready. This is from the Daily Sheeple, their YouTube channel. Okay? But let's go off script here, and then we'll get back to the communist takeover. But let's do 24.
Let's go to The Guardian. They're reporting nerve implant restores consciousness to a man that was in a persistent vegetative state. This is an unbelievable breakthrough. What it also says is, kind of like I've believed for a long time, that we really don't truly understand what's going on when a person is in a persistent vegetative state. We don't really understand the level of consciousness that truly exists if a person has damage to, say, their brainstem or something like that, to where they can't relay the information for whatever reason. That a consciousness may exist within that brain, but it just can't express itself in any sort of way. And this latest research really plays to that concept, that just because somebody's in a persistent vegetative state doesn't mean they don't feel, doesn't mean that they can't perceive things. It just means that they're trapped in their own head. Says a 35-year-old man who's been in a persistent vegetative state for 15 years has shown signs of consciousness after receiving a pioneering therapy involving nerve stimulation. The treatment challenges a widely accepted view that there's no prospect of a patient recovering consciousness if they've been in PVS for longer than 12 months. Now, since sustaining severe brain injuries in a car accident, the man had been completely unaware of the world around him. But when fitted with an implant to stimulate the vagus nerve, which travels from the brainstem into the brain, the man appeared to flicker back into a state of consciousness. He started to track objects with his eyes. He began to stay awake while being read a story, and his eyes opened with surprise when the examiner suddenly moved her face closer to the patient's. He could even respond to some simple requests, such as turning his head when asked, although it took about a minute. Now, Angela Sirigu,
Go ahead and stop
the
it there.
Work at the
remember Terri Schiavo, folks, and that freak show of a husband of hers. that had her killed, even though her mom and dad wanted to take care of her. Remember that, man? I wanted to freaking, oh, I was pissed back in them days. So the mom and dad, the people that brought her into the world, were going to take care of her, and this SOB goes through the courts to have her basically whacked. Remember that? Yeah, that was hard. But think about scopolamine. Remember that, the zombie drug, the devil's breath? Remember these guys, these Marine officers who are hanging out down in Colombia? They bring some hookers back to the hotel. They hit them with the scopolamine and robbed them. And they all got busted, disciplined by the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Scopolamine is a temporary, zombie. You can't do nothing, but you're sitting there. You know what's happening. The puffer fish down there with the Haitian witch doctors hit people with that poison of the puffer fish, and then they create zombies and people come out of the grave. I mean, think about this. I mean, so now they got nerve implants that are really, my thing is this. I mean, we're so close to this Mark of the Beast stuff. As all these things are happening, and look, some of these things, you look at it on the surface, it's positive, but at the same time, let's say I break my finger, okay, your host tonight, I break my finger, or let's say something more heavy, like my arm, and I get put under, and these jerks put something in my brain. Next week, I'm on the air, and they start controlling me. Yeah, I'm just putting it out there because, see, this is where we're headed. The nanotech, where the nanobots go in and can go into certain areas of your brain and do things. I'm just saying, we're getting to that point. And so back to – I wanted to get into that because it just came up in my mind as we were talking. Now back to this. The personal testimony of – and this is about college football country, and this is the ripple effect. Let's talk about this. My wife and I live right in the middle of college football country. The day we moved to the college town was the scariest day of our life together. As we drove into the city to move into our new home, we were confronted with a massive exodus of traffic leaving the city. For miles and miles, we were the only ones driving into town. Everyone else was leaving. We were literally alone on our side of every highway and street as we approached our home. All we could think of was that there was a terrorist attack, a bomb scare, or overturned railroad cars with dangerous chemicals spilt all over the place. Little we know, it was just Saturday college football game that had just finished. Such was our crash course and the intensity of football fever, especially in college towns. We saw that the big cities had their own football mania toward their pro teams. However, the longer we lived in the very heart of the Deep South football culture, the more we realized it was serving a very important purpose for society. For football, it serves as an excellent vehicle to channel aggressive, violent, destructive energies in a constructive and socially acceptable way. Given the anger and frustration associated with postmodern society, pro sports spectatorship can be a very effective means to vent, even if it's done vicariously through the players on the field. In this regard, the professional and college players are actually sacrificing themselves for the rest of us. Texas and Alabama and all these places where the football – I mean, we've got to look at the ripple effect. That's all I'm saying. You guys look at 1 second, and I'm the same way, but I've gotten to realize that it's like, look, I know how this trickles down, and especially through the black population. And so what you're creating now is a population that's basically – it was already the highest crazy crime, highest – out of wedlock births, highest everything. And now you've actually thrown gasoline onto the fire with this. And so, and then at the same time, you've made them more obstinate, more to the point where, like, F the system. Now at the same point, you've drove the white spectator completely in the opposite direction. Perfect psyop. I mean, it's beast level psyop. I got to give it to him. But, you know, I was thinking about this. The Kaepernick is a psyop. Look at him. He's a communist. Hooked up with the pig stuff and all that. He's a psyop to destroy basically the league. Okay? To change the NFL, toxic masculinity. We hear this from all the femino weirdos. Okay? The concussion angle. All of this. And so what we're going to probably witness is a complete transformation, the wussification of football. And look, I get it. These guys get arrested more than rappers for crazy crimes. And you say it's tied to the CTE, blah, blah, blah. Okay? The ultimate objective. With this understanding from the preceding personal testimony, please consider the following extremely perceptive observation that was forwarded to us as a comment. There's no question that this analysis represents the ultimate objective of the Bolsheviks overseeing the burgeoning purple revolution. As the commentator precisely points out, no one ever destroys their business model in America unless there's a specific reason for doing so. Remember, concussions, the business model of the NFL, purposely destroying it. Some here understand somewhat the grand scale societal function of spectator sports. Bread and circuses. They provide a means of capturing the energies of tribal instinct and releasing them in a manner that is typically non-destructive. The local sports team provides the people something regional with which to identify. And the games offer a means of playing out the will to dominate. Although I mostly don't enjoy watching sports, I don't watch them at all, I understand the role spectatorship plays, that it can be both beneficial or harmful depending on the circumstances. You know, I think it's more of a distraction technique to keep us away from our political and economic systems and societal, you know, entertainment systems, and to be just like to get sucked into the group thing. What many here might understand are the full implications and why of recent events surrounding various sports leagues and organizations, particularly NFL, in consideration of recent political and social turmoil. The NFL, mostly tax exempt despite making $11 billion in 2015-2016. Many teams receive funding from the U.S. DOD. They work closely with DHS and FEMA, having formed partnerships with both agencies. Remember the Superdome in New Orleans? And so these stadiums actually operate secondarily as DHS evacuation facilities and places to store human beings if an emergency arises. These facts pretty well establish the NFL as a servant of the deep state, not only being tax exempt, but supporting and receiving the support of agencies which the deep state has burrowed deep within. All right. Let's see. Why would they take a knee to cause chaos and civil unrest? To this end, you see the little kids doing it. You see high schoolers doing it, the ripple effect. To this end, the liberal extremist mobs have been employed to the fullest extent reasonable up to this point. My theory is the deep state has shifted its focus towards increasing the odds of violent reactions among the rest of the population by tampering with societal foundations that have contained those energies. So I just wanted to put that out there because I thought that was pretty apropos about what we're witnessing. All right. Let's see. Let's get into the Kurd stuff. Mr. Producer, get clip 21 ready. This is Mark Levin talking the other night. I'm driving home from work and I'm listening to Levin, see what he's talking about. Because other networks were boring me. And so you can always listen to Levin and kind of see the PSYOP, and why not? This is about Kurds in Kurdistan. Go ahead and play it. All right, he said give him a sec. But basically, Levin's going to come out in favor of the Kurdish state, saying they fought alongside of us, but they're Muslims. He's real, you know, bootlicking towards the Kurds, but this has to do with the Greater Israel project to break up Iraq and Syria and parts of Turkey. And so this is that shattering into pieces of the surrounding regimes of the Israelis, if you get into the Oded Yunon stuff and all of that. We got it? Go ahead and play it.
I never knew Rex Tillerson. I looked at his background. Oh, I mean, it's very impressive.
That's not it. That's clip 20. We want 21. Mark Levin. Anyway, so he's going to talk about just play it whenever you get it up. But he's going to talk about how he's got this soft spot in his heart for the Kurds because they fought alongside us Americans in the Middle East and blah, blah, blah. And then I've got an article to read about the Kurds and Kurdistan and the rest of it and about the destabilization of you know, the Middle East and so forth and so on. Go ahead.
Cutting edge. Something I want to get to. I think I'll get to it tomorrow. The Kurds. There's a great piece at PJ Media by David Goldman. I'm a big fan of the Kurds, ladies and gentlemen, and yes, they're Muslims. And they have fought alongside American troops and European troops. They have fought ISIS. They have fought the Iranians. They've fought the thuggish regime of Erdogan, our new buddy in Turkey. They're pro-American. They're pro our allies. They're pro-Israel. And they're Muslims. Why aren't we celebrating these people? Why aren't we celebrating the Kurds? Well, I'm going to celebrate them tomorrow. Why? Because they're a minority? Because they get in the way of our deals with Turkey? That disgusting, despotic, good-for-nothing Erdogan? Oh, it's Erdogan. I call him Erdogan. I speak English. All right, let's take a call.
Aaron! Stop it. Go ahead, stop it there. I don't like Erdogan either. He's had his goons beat up Americans twice on American soil. He's flying the upside-down pentagram on his latest new big memorial. You know, I don't like Erdogan. And if you get into the Bible and the Book of Revelation, you'll see that Satan's seat is there in the geographic locale of Turkey. The latest little satanic couture, the little church, I'm sure you've all seen it, the little Illuminati ceremony in the Catholic Church in England that blew up all over last week. I think the best article on it is by Vigilant Citizen. He gets into the Luciferian sigils and all the crap put on the models' foreheads. You saw the big satanic model ceremony. Well, guess what? The lady that put it all together is named Dilara Fendikoglu, a Turk. Okay, and so that fits in with the Antichrist and the throne of Satan's throne being in Turkey. But here's another article about Kurdistan referendum by Sajjad Shaukat from Veterans Today. Okay, controversial referendum, which was held on September 25th for an independent Kurdistan, which approximately 93% in favor of independence, heightened tensions in Iraq and among its neighboring countries, including other Islamic countries. Okay, so basically it gets into this move and then Scott Creighton over there at willieloman.wordpress.com, he was talking months ago about Condoleezza Rice's vision when she was Secretary of State of the Greater Kurdistan. The Russians are not happy with it, okay? The Russian Foreign Ministry said after Iraqi Kurds voted for secession, the vote has the potential to further destabilize the already unstable region. Well, that's what the Greater Israel Project wants. The Moshe Dayan, the Oded Yunon plans, that was to totally destabilize and fracture the surrounding regimes and have a bunch of, let's say, smaller regimes surrounding Israel so they can do their thing. So we got to look at that. This, you know, Mark Levin, hardcore, you know, Israel firster, of course, neoconservative. He's good on domestic issues a lot of times, but as far as the geopolitical, of course, he's Jewish. And so he's got his dual loyalties going on here with the state of Israel. Okay. Now let's see. Oh, Mr. Producer, get clip 26 ready. I want to get this one out. This is about the JFK papers that Trump might release. I only saw this in a couple places. We're going to go to the end of the show. There we go. Hey, all right, go ahead and kill that. Let's do clip 26.
Trump has been under pressure by the deep state ever since he's entered the White House ever since he's got inaugurated. Actually, before he was inaugurated, we all know that he was being spied on, with Donald Trump saying that his wires were tapped. That's really shown to be true, especially it's funny how the mainstream media was calling him a liar and a clown due to that. Now, the facts are coming out that Paul Manafort, his chairman, his campaign chairman for about a month or two, was being tapped by the FBI. Now, we have a deadline coming up, October 26th of this year, for the Kennedy papers, the JFK assassination papers to be released. Now, look, we all know that we can't trust the government, but there are ways to kind of verify some of these papers. These are files from the CIA and from the FBI, and, you know, we might be able to validate them through timestamps, certain marks, and obviously original signatures by CIA head officers and FBI head officers at that time. Now, these are pending for release, and we have 3,000 documents that haven't been released to the public regarding JFK's assassination. We have 30,000 that are made public, but with a bunch of redactions. But what this date does, because in 1992, they gave him 25 years to release these documents. What this date does is release the 30,000 without any redactions and the unreleased 3,000 documents. Now, the only person who can stop this release is Donald Trump. Now, God knows what we're going to see in these records, but hopefully the FBI and the CIA, because we know they're going to put pressure on Donald Trump to not release it. This is actually a litmus test for Donald Trump. You know, the deep state has been chokeholding his administration. Are they going to threaten him to make sure he doesn't release the JFK papers?
Thousands of secret files about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy could be released by President Trump.
But Donald Trump never committed any crime. He never committed any crime, but yet he's under FBI investigation for some fake news due to some fake dossier that the Republican and Democrats were colluding. You know, that Golden Showers dossier. You know, it's really based on that.
Go ahead and stop
so
it there.
Now they're choked.
So we'll see if Trump lets the deadline pass. You know, this all fits in with this month here, October's revolution. We got the November, beginning of November, the little Antifa gangs talking smack. Let's talk about the towers in New York City. Everybody's talking about that. Let's get clip two ready, Mr. Producer. These goofy-looking, militaristic, weird, who-knows-what kind of towers. We might as well finish the show with that. Let's hit clip two.
Something really nice.
Jose Lugo says these tall metal towers quickly popped up after Brooklyn Battery Tunnel toll booths came down.
We don't really know what's the purpose of this.
It's a $100 million MTA project full of secrecy, with 18 of these for the tunnels and bridges. So what are they exactly?
Are you saying you can't comment to me? You know,
that's the MTA's man in charge of bridges and tunnels, Cedric Fulton, dodging our questions.
Not even later? Can we talk to you about it, or can I make a...
Some MTA board members, including New York City Transportation Commissioner Polly Trottenberg, say they know too little about the towers, even with about half the money spent and some of the towers up.
A lot of the board members felt like they didn't have all the details they would have wanted, myself included.
Residents who say they suspect there is much more going on with these towers than meets the eye wonder, will they ever know what's going on inside them?
I'm going to guess it's probably not just a decoration.
It's a bit mind-boggling that the MTA is approving $100 million for what appears to us to be big decorative pylons.
John Caney is leader of the watchdog group Reinvent Albany.
What we're asking for is transparency from the MTA.
We demanded answers from MTA Chairman Joe Loda. Some of your own board members say they don't know the specifics.
The base of these new pieces that are going up include whatever fiber optics are necessary for those Homeland Security items.
In other words, anti-terror technology. Could it one day include facial recognition? We don't know. He won't say.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
So watch as more of these expensive towers rise with mystery tucked away inside them. In Lower Manhattan, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
All right, so we'll go ahead and finish the show there, folks. I appreciate you being here, and I hope you got something out of the program. Try to condense it all as I can, you know, try to put it together in a try to put this together is like it's almost maddening, and it's a daunting task. So I hope you all appreciate it. I hope you all support RBN so the programs here can keep going. I want to thank everybody. Thank Ken. He puts up with so much from me, folks.